There's no denying the importance a veteran has to each and every American. Their sacrifices include leaving behind a family, friends, and their normal way of life to walk into enemy territory and put their lives on the line. Veterans Day is a time to celebrate and recognize those who have served and protected our country. But for a Vikings coach, this time of year takes on extra significance.
Many people may know to serve in the United States Navy as a helicopter pilot and graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, and I'm very proud of that, and enjoyed my time in the military most of the time. And, I was honored to do that, to serve our country.
It's quite the shift to think about the transition from a helicopter in the military to hitting the football field as an NFL coach. But that's exactly what Vikings special teams coordinator Mike Prefer has done in life.
14, 15 years old, I was a big Civil War buff, and I used to read as many books as I could about the Civil War, and I had this very romantic idea about the military, and that kind of got me interested in it. And then I told my father I wanted to enlist in the Army when I graduated from high school, and my grades happened to be pretty good. My SAT scores weren't so good, but I kept working on those and taking classes to get them better. And I got my grades up and the SAT scores up, and I got into Annapolis, the rest is history.
Prefer's love for our country and the military got him to the Naval Academy, where he became a U.S. Naval helicopter pilot. His time in the service brought him first to the Persian Gulf for a year, then to Somalia, and finally the Adriatic Sea.
Like a lot of the other men and women my age at the time, we were hoping to get an opportunity to serve our country. And, you know, if it happened to be in battle, it happened to be in battle. Of course, nobody wants to go into a war, that type of thing. But we felt that we were so well prepared, that our instructors had us so ready to go into combat if we had to, that, you know, whatever situation arose, that we were going to be ready for.
But after 6 years in the academy, he decided to make a career transition from being in the air to working on the ground as a football coach.
I think one of the top things I learned was leadership. And then dealing with people. You deal with young men in this profession from all walks of life, just like when I was a division officer in the Navy, where I work with young men that from all walks of life and all over the country, and just different backgrounds. And I grew to appreciate what other people went through and how they grew up, and that's really helped me in my career.
Now in his fifth season in Minnesota, the Vikings have not only a military veteran on their coaching staff, but one of the game's top minds. A special teams guru, the 49-year-old once again has the Vikings special teams unit performing at a high level.
We've been blessed here by having good players. We have good returners, good kicker, punter, snappers, good core guys, good, the right type of people that Rick Spielman and Coach Zimmer want to bring in and have brought in. So yeah, I'm very fortunate for the guys that I have to coach, and they're fun to coach, they're coachable, and it's putting these guys in the best position possible to help our team be successful. And at the end of the day, if those returns for touchdowns or those big plays help us win games, that's all that really matters.
He's a great mentor and a great coach, and an even better man. He's one of those guys who's just sort of taught me everything about what it is to be a pro in this league. He's there to point out flaws or to point out things I'm doing well. Him and I have many conversations about what we think we can improve on and how we're feeling about our performance on the field and off of it. If anything, he's just a great guy, and it's awesome to have somebody like that who has your back.
With a 14-year NFL coaching resume, Vikings special teams coordinator Mike Prefer is a well-respected veteran in the business. But it's his status as another veteran that makes him extra proud. He served our country as a naval helicopter pilot while risking everything to continue to make America the land of opportunity and the greatest country on earth.
Thank God for the country that we live in, that we have the opportunity to coach football and play football. And a lot of areas of this world don't have that opportunity, and we're very blessed in this country to have that. And I know a lot of our fans appreciate that. That's why it's such a great thing to have the Salute to Service Month. And so I'm honoring our country and thanking the good Lord for the opportunity.